In the last 5 years or so, more schools are finding mold infestations in their buildings. It's an expensive problem. It can cost millions to have the mold removed. Also, parents and teachers say mold sickens people inside the buildings. The Austin, Texas school district has had a particularly bad problem, as Janet Heimlich reports.
At Patton Elementary School in Southwest Austin, teacher Michael Massett leads his third graders to music class.
Okay, let's go to the bottom of the ramp, please.
Okay. Go.
Click here, please.
To get there, the students take a brief walk from their homeroom in a small portable building to the main part of the school. Massett and his students were moved out of the main building last October after unusually high levels of mold were found in their classroom. Massett's glad about the switch. He's used to struggling with allergies, but before the move, he says, he really felt terrible.
I couldn't speak three or four sentences without getting choked up in some kind of a cough.
Patton's problems began last spring. Many parents complained that their children were having more than the usual number of coughs and headaches. The school district investigated and found black splotchy mold hiding behind the walls of nearly all of Patton's 40 classrooms. Patton is one of 8 Austin schools with serious mold problems. In some cases, schools have had to shut down and hold classes in banks and churches. The problem's getting worse across the country, too.
We have seen a fairly significant increase in the mold concerns, especially within the past 5 years.
Marilyn Black is chief scientist at Air Quality Sciences in Atlanta. She consults for schools and businesses nationwide.
You know, I can remember when you went into a school and there was concern about an indoor air quality complaint. It was not that common to actually see mold growing on walls and on ceiling tile and things like that. Now, when you go in, you can literally see the mold growth.
Black says more school districts are putting off maintenance. They're building facilities that aren't well ventilated, and they're using cheap materials that mold likes to feed on. At Patton Elementary, school officials blame bad construction. Brad Shaver is assistant director of maintenance for Austin Schools.
It was the practice of allowing the sheetrock to rest on the slab.
So when the floors were cleaned, water soaked up into the walls like a wick. For months, crews have been removing sheetrock from classrooms a wing at a time. Soon they'll replace it with clean material. But testing for mold and getting rid of it is expensive. Edward Fuentes is a deputy superintendent who oversees construction and maintenance for Austin Schools. Fuentes says the district's looking at a bill of about $18 million to clean up 3 schools.
It is a real, real burden on us because we are at a point where we had to take $7 million out of our savings, our reserve funds, to pay for it last year and this ongoing year.
To pay to remove mold and perform maintenance in most of its 100 schools, the district is putting a $49 million bond measure to voters tomorrow. Many parents at Patton hope it will pass. After much of that school's mold was removed, many say their children's symptoms improved. Scientific studies show a strong link between excessive indoor mold and symptoms such as sinus congestion, watery, itchy eyes, and headaches. If the Austin bond measure fails, school officials say they may be forced to take money from educational programs or teacher salary increases to pay to get rid of the mold. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.